राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण यू आर ऑल वेलकम एट बलराम देश इस्कान सेंटर फॉर मॉर्निंग भागवतम क्लास. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 21, Conversation between Kardamuni and Swayambhuman. So this is the beginning of the Manvantara, beginning of the day of the Brahma. And first Brahma himself has done austerities for 100 celestial years, then only he heard one word tapa, then he did austerities himself, and then he got what he was chanting when he was doing 100 year austerities, 18 syllabus Gopal mantra, that was Brahma was chanting, 18 syllabus Gopal mantra he was chanting. And then he got the direct audience of Lord. And he shook hands with Lord. It means Lord is a person. So it says exactly, he shook hands with the Lord. And then Lord imparted him Bhagavatam, 4 verses. And then Lord said, now, what your desire is, my desire is that I have to create the universe as it was before. And Lord said, okay, now you will get all the memory back and you can create as it was. So when he started creating universe, so he wanted he has to delegate it. He cannot be a one person in charge for everything. So he generated from himself Prajapati. Praja means population, and Pati means one leader of the Praja. So originally Prajapati is Lord. So one is Kardam is one of the Prajapatis. Daksha is another Prajapati. So they are called Prajapatis. So he asked Kardam, now you help me, I am delegating you, you increase creation. So Kardam decided, okay, I oblige whatever you say, Father, but I cannot really enter into the Grastha Ashram without austerities and getting myself blessed by Lord. So he undergone austerities at the auspicious place at the bank of Saraswati River. And then he directly has a audience of the Lord, and when he saw the Lord, then he is praying to the Lord. So this is the section we are reading, is the prayers of the Kardam Muni after his austerities. And the fruit of his austerities is the appearance of Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu is standing on the Garuda. And there is a description of the beauty of Lord Vishnu's vigraha of the form. And he was offering his prayers. So prayers, we are just reading these prayers which will go up to verse 22. From what I said, this is a section of the prayers. So, what was the yesterday's prayer? What is the prayer on yesterday? Remember? It says, therefore means first he said, when we say, let me read that exactly words. Your lotus feet are the true vessel to take one across the ocean of mundane missions. Padaravinda bhavasindhu potam. Padaravinda, your lotus feet are the boat potam to cross the material ocean. But only person deprived of their intelligence by the spell of deluding energy will worship those feet which view us to attempt the trivial momentary pleasure. He is worshipping those same lotus feet Hatta medhasa is intelligent, is polluted. And he is asking something very tragic. Okay? Such happiness what he is asking from the Lord is even available to the people who are living in a hellish condition of life, like pig. However, O my Lord, you are so kind that you bestow mercy even upon them. Now the last line is his desire, that even though they are fools, but you are merciful. You are blessing them with the, you are varada. So you give work. You will still bless them. So this is his request. Then next verse is saying, therefore, because you can still benedict such people, therefore, desiring to marry a girl of like disposition. This was yesterday, Samana Shilam, who may prove to be the veritable cow of plenty in my married life, it means who can give rise to the progeny, to satisfy my lusty desire, kama, durashaya, this is not right, but I am asking it. I too have sought the shelter of your lotus feet, not for liberation, but for small, very small thing, because it is still in my desire, so I cannot stop it. So I have taken shelter of your lotus feet, which are source of everything, for you are like desire tree. This was yesterday's verse. Now today's verse. Because this is dialogue, if we read only one verse, we will not really understand what is before it and after it. So there's a one golden rule, if you have to give to us, at least read the 10 verses before and 10 after. And have a full concept clear that who is speaking, to whom he is speaking, what is the context. It should be clear first before we speak, otherwise we will just go somewhere else and leave the subject matter. If there's enough time, read the whole chapter. And then you can have a full picture what it is. What is written, then it is connected, it's a continuity, it's a dialogue. So conversation means half hearing will not do. So this continuity will go. I think if time permits, it's better we do these two verses, then it is, these two verses are connected. So this verse, now today's verse, let us read this verse. This is again Kardamuni is speaking. And this verse is
Prajapateste vachasa dhishatanaya. Prajapateste vachasa dhishatanaya. Lokaha kilayam kamhato anubada. Lokaha kilayam kamhato anubada. Aham cha loka anugato vahami. Balim cha shukala nimishaya tubhyam. Prajapateste vachasa dhishatantaya. Lokaha kilayam kamhato anubada. Aham cha lokanugato vahami. බලෙන් ච සුකලා නිමිෂාය තුභ්‍යම් ප්‍රජාපතිස්තේවත සාධිෂතං
කයා
ලෝකහ කිලායම් කාමහතෝ අනෝවදහ අහම් ච ලෝකානුගතේ වහමි බලෙන් ච සුකලාං නිමිෂාය තුභ්‍යම් ප්‍රජාපතිස්තේ
Under the direction, Adhisha,
for
my life,
Tantaya,
Bairo, Lokaha,
conditioned soul,
Kila,
indeed,
Ayam,
this,
Kamahataha,
conquered by
lusty desires,
Anubaddhaha,
are bound,
Aham,
I,
Cha,
N,
Loka Anugataha,
following the conditioned souls,
Vahami,
offer,
Balim,
oblation,
Cha,
N,
Shuklaha,
O embodiment of religion,
Animishaya,
existing as eternal time,
Tubhayam,
to you.
The translation and purport by the Divine Grace Srila
Purana from Srila
Prabhupada.
O my Lord, you are the master and leader of all living entities.
Master,
Adish,
leader,
Prajapati.
The both words are in the first line.
My Lord,
you are the master,
which means
Adish,
and the leader,
which means Prajapati.
So
from the verse, these
two words.
Under
your direction,
Tau Vachasa.
Vachasa
means your order,
means under
your direction.
All
conditioned soul,
Loka.
And those who are not
conditioned soul,
they are called
Aloka.
Alokik,
Lokik. There are two words. One is called Jiva Bhuta, which means conditioned soul. The other are called Brahma Bhuta, which are liberated soul. So this is the terminology. Jiva Bhuta means conditioned soul. And Brahma Bhuta means liberated soul. So Loka means Jiva Bhuta. Mamaivanta Jiva Loke. Jiva Bhuta. So Loke Jiva Bhuta means conditioned soul. Because last line says Manasa Indriyani Karshati Vigras. They are conditioned by the mind and senses. So Loka means Jiva Bhuta. Okay? All the conditioned souls. As if, under your direction, as if bound by a rope, tantaya, baddha. Tantaya is a rope, baddha means bound. And are constantly engaged in satisfying their senses. Kamo hato means conquered by. Hato hatva. Tantaya, this is called tanta. Tanta means like wire. Tantra, tantra. This tantra means rope, wire. They are bound by tantra, wire, by the ropes. What is that rope? Kama haddaha. By the, they are conquered by the material desires. So, when the word hatta kama comes, then which mode is actually coming in your mind? If you see the word tantaha and then you see the kama badha, then go to the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Kama esha pirodesha rajogam samudbhava. So it is the mode of passion actually. But creation is in mode of passion. The whole process of creation is mode of passion. This is mode of passion. And there the word niyojitaha. Niyojita means tantaya badha. Niyojita means putting a rope in the nose like a bull and pulling. So here sometimes means they are also roped by the nose and are pulled by the kama. So this is the line is like this. As if bound by the rope, are constantly engaged in satisfying their senses. Following them, I am not following you. I am following them. Anugata. What is the standard, what we have to follow? Mahajana yena gatata pantha. That we should follow. I am not following Mahajana. I am following the loka. I am loka anugata. Anu means follow and gata means I am following those who are actually conquered by material desires. I am following them. That is what it says. Aham cha loka anugato. I am also following them. And then, O embodiment of religion. Shukla. Shukla, this is, when this word Shukla comes, then you immediately remember Shukla, Vargaram, Vishnu, Sashivanam, this is Shukla. Shukla means the master of religion. Shukla. Shukla means bright. So religion is bright. Sata. And darkness is ignorance. So Shukla means bright, otherwise Shukla. Paksha and Krishna Paksha, like that. So Shukla here is a Supreme Lord who is master of religion. Dharmaha. I also bear oblation to you. I also bear oblation to you who are eternal time. So I am offering my oblation to you. You are eternal time. Kama Kila O Kila. Kila means time, and Vahami offering. I am offering my obeisance unto you. I also bear oblation for you who are eternal time. It's like because of the influence of the time, now I am carried out as the oblation in the fire, but soon the next verse now. Now immediately if you see next verse, he is saying, Lokan cha lokanugatan pashon cha hatva. One who give up the process of following loka. So he stopped that. And what is loka following? Pashu, they like animalistic propensity. He immediately next verse is so neutralizing, you know. You give poison and then you give antidote. So next verse is immediately antidote. It says, lokam means conditioned soul, cha, and lokanugatam, those who are following the other conditioned souls. They are like pashu, they are like they have animalistic propensities. And what are these animalistic propensities? Eating, sleeping, mating, depending. It says in the purport. Cha, hitva, if they give up, hitva, they give up. Shikaste, and they take shelter. Charan at patam, if they take shelter of your lotus feet, which is like at patam. At patam means what would protect from the sun. What is that which protects from sun? Umbrella. Umbrella is called at tapam, at patam. Tap, the heat which protects us. Parasparam tadaguna, what? And when they take shelter, then they sleep there? No. They discuss your pastime. They have your katha, bodhayanta parasparam. If they give up this local animalistic propensities of repeated same thing, then and they discuss your pastime, piyosha nirapeta deya dharmam, then they are really relishing nectar, piyosha. Piyosha nirapeta deya dharmaha. So this here the meaning of this other verse. 17, okay. However, persons who have given up stereotyped worldly affairs and beastly follower of these affairs, beastly follower, pashum, and give stereotype, lokan, and who have taken shelter of the umbrella of your lotus feet for drinking the intoxicating nectar of your qualities and activities in discussion with one another, can be freed from the primary necessities of the material body. Can be freed from the primary necessity of material body. So he is giving the both aspects. Because once we read this word, we say this kardam is really not good. You know, this wrong impression immediately comes. Actually, kardam is a liberated soul. How can Kapil Dev appear to kardam if he is kama hata? How can this, is it possible? No. He is teaching us that this is our propensity. And this is the remedy. So these are all the patra, all the devotees taking part in Bhagavatam, they are all liberated. They are simply explaining to us what is right and what is not right. What to do and what not to do. What is to be given up and what has to be taken. That is actually the purpose of whole. So it's not that kardam is the, how can he do 10,000 year austerities and then ask for this type of, this is like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, nam nam akari bahuda nesha, nij sarvakti satrati vinaya nij sumrana kala, itadushi tarpa bhagavan mahati, durudaiva. He's saying for himself, durudaiva. Around our acharya rightness, we are fallen. Doesn't mean that they are fallen. But they are standing in our position and speaking what is our mental, you know, psychology. So this is the typical of a materialistic person which is like this. Okay? So now let us read the first word. Is the verse clear? So under your direction, Supreme Lord, what is the, under your direction, this rope of the Rajoguna basically and Tamoguna is binding those who are kamhata, those who are conquered by lusty desire. And I am also one of them because I am following them. Therefore your time is also pulling me in. So I become an oblation. I become an oblation in their tent. And you are the protector of Dharma, Shukla, leader of the Dharma. So I'm begging you that I'm following them, please bless me like this. Then exactly he's saying, Those who give up death, they are really liberated and peaceful. So this was Srila Prabhupada's translation. So perfect, maybe tomorrow we can read, but it's better to have a full view of the two verses. In the Katha Upanishad, it is stated that the Supreme Lord is the leader of all living entities. He is their sustainer and the aware of all their necessities and desires. No living entity is independent. What is this verse? Nityo Nityanam Ketas Ketasnam Eko Bahunam Vidadhati Kaman. This is the verse which is paraphrase. This is the other way. When we read Prabhupada's purpose, immediately we should find out from where he is speaking. If we really try to do little efforts, we will find out that he is paraphrasing some verse or he is quoting some verse. So that is the beauty, to understand the purport. He's not saying anything on his own. He started quoting this Shastra. So this is the Nitya Nityanam from Katha Upanishad. Because only one Lord fulfilling everybody's desire, Nitya Eko Bahunam Vidhati Kaman. So it appears that verse is quoted here. Okay? This is first verse quoted. Second verse Prabhupada is immediately quoting. All are dependent on the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the Vedic instruction is that one should enjoy life under the direction of the Supreme Leader. He should enjoy life, but under the direction of the Supreme Leader. It means he should not be anugata of loka, but he should be anugata of the Lord. He should follow the direction of Lord, not direction of the stereotyped people. Then, another quote. The Supreme Leader, the personality of Vedic literature like Isha Upanishad directs that since everything belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one should not encroach upon another's property, but should enjoy one's individual allotment. The best program for every living entity is to take direction from the Supreme Lord and enjoy material or spiritual life. So what is this verse in Isha Upanishad? Isha Vajayam. So next verse is quoted. Everything is there, but you take your share. And under the direction of the spiritual, under the direction of the Supreme Lord, which means under the direction of the scripture, under the direction of dharma. Because Lord gives the code of dharma to follow. This is his instruction. So this is the Lord, and his instructions are not non-different. So Bhagavad Gita and Krishna are non-different. Bhagavat and Krishna are not different. So it means one should follow the instruction of the Lord, that is following the Lord. I am following the government, it means I am following the rule of the government. That it means actually. And then Prabhupada liberally is writing that one knows everyone and enjoy material or spiritual life. This is the option. You want to enjoy material life, it should also be under the direction of the scripture. Like if you want to marry, then it should be a viva sanskar. It should be a purificatory process, and there must be a purpose for that. There are some things, they have say seven vows they take, each one, the husband and wife, they take some vows. Some message now came to me, they said, now they added the eighth vow. What is that? I will not spend more time on WhatsApp than... This is the new marriage vow. Facebook and WhatsApp, I will not spend that much time to be not in your service. This is a new concept is coming. What is the definition of marriage?
Viva.
The 100 people go to get one girl only. She comes alone. You take a whole Barat, the hundreds of people you go just to get one girl. The definition of marriage is boy lose bachelor degree, girls get master's degree. This is the definition of marriage. Your bachelor degree is gone and she got a master's degree. This is interesting, that's the definition of marriage. So, you can enjoy materialism. So therefore, there is a Pravarti Marg, there is a bona fide institute, and somehow Srila Prabhupada, even in the early 66, he founded ISKCON and then he made the first marriage. Mukunda and Janki, Mukunda and Janki, he arranged the marriage. He said, you are living together, but it should be under the direction, under the supervision of Lord, means under Dharma. And then one of the Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada writes in Bhagavad Gita, though people are condemning, it's not exactly word condemning, they are criticizing that as a sannyasi, why I am conducting marriage. Then Prabhupada writes that because Krishna says yajna karma should never be given up. So viva is a yajna, so how can I give? It is also still purifying, because I have to regulate my disciples. If they want to marry, then I have to institute this. So Prabhupada, as early as 66, he instituted this marriage system, which means if they want to really, and then after some time he inspired those people to take sannyas, and they are today sannyasis. They have undergone through the process. So material and spiritual life, which means, in this word we should take it seriously. Usually when we are new devotees, we think everything is material, is bad, but no, material life, after all, this body is material which is with us. It has its needs also. Maybe one rare person can tolerate, but not everybody. So there is, in a whole Vedic literature, there is direction for material as well as spiritual. So Prabhupada says material or spiritual. So now 90% of the whole congregation hour is basically speaking. Most of their time is in material activities. We can only spiritualize these activities by being Krishna conscious. That is a process which we are following. It's not that everybody is living in ISKCON. Beginning of the ISKCON is everybody is within the temple. Now everybody is outside in the temple. There's nobody in the temple basically. So the system is little changed with the time. So this is both things you can enjoy. The question may be raised, since Kardam Muni was advanced in his spiritual life, why then did he not ask the Lord for liberation? Why did he want to enjoy material life in spite of his personally seeing and experiencing the Supreme Lord? Even after seeing Lord, why is he not asking for liberation? Why is he asking for this thing? The question may be raised by Prabhupada saying, after seeing Lord, why Dhruva Maharaj was again given the whole kingdom to rule and marry and have a progeny? After nursing, they appeared far Prahlad Maharaj, still he has to rule and have a whole family life. So this whole process is, why the desire of Lord basically? Said for these people in Bhagavatam, this is the desire of Lord actually. Because Lord has to appear for them or through them. This is Lord's desire actually. Because they are the part of the pastime of Lord. They are Leela Patra. They have taken part in the pastime of Lord. So generally we should not condemn them. This mentality we have to change, not the Harana Krishna. He's a devotee of Krishna. He's a devotee of Vishnu. He's a Vaishnava. What he is showing us, not to be greedy, otherwise you will suffer in this life. So, kama, krodha, lobha, narka, dwaram, these three are the door to the hell. And three examples personifying this in Bhagavatam is
Hiranyakashipu, and then Ravana, and then Shishupal. One is calm, one is Krodha, one is lobha. So they just simply came to demonstrate that this is bad and everything will be ruined. Even God will kill you, not anybody else. So even God don't like this. It means that what he told in the Bhagavad Gita is really demonic. So these persons are taking part in the pastime of the life. Our last night I am saying, are demigod Vaishnavas or not? They are employed by Vishnu. They are working for Vishnu, right? So they are Vaishnavas. Indrari Vyakula Mahokam, Murjanti Yuge Yuge. When there is a trouble in the Indra's planet, I appear. So they are Vaishnava, right? Yeah, they are working in the government of Lord Vishnu. So they are Vaishnavas. What is condemned in Bhagavad Gita is worship of the demigod as God, number one. Number two, for trivial material desires. These two things are condemned. Not the demigods are condemned. Right? What mistake we do usually, we condemn demigods. This is our big mistake. There is Vaishnava apraj, therefore our progress is really quite slow. Condemn the misconception that demigods and God are not same. Though they may say, all the demigods are part of the Lord. Yes, but they are not Lord, they are part of the Lord. Prabhupada has a sarcastic remark, every part is there, but if you have to eat, you have to eat with the mouth. So worship has to be supreme Lord, but they are part of the Lord, that's okay. So all the demigods should be given a proper respect because they are Vaishnavas. This is one of the purport, first canto, third chapter. Mature Brahman, he says mature Brahman, which means the student who has a Brahman initiation is mature, never disrespect any demigod, even as ghastly as Kal Bhairav or Durga, Kali, knowing well that they are appointed by Lord Vishnu. Though we don't worship them, but we always must respect. What is really our misconception? Demigods, okay, I don't want to go in. It means we offended him. We know he is demigod. And last night I asked somebody, if somebody offers something to Hanuman, will Hanuman eat this directly or will he offer to Rama? He is a Das Bhakti Acharya. Is he not Das Bhakti Acharya? Who is the Acharya of Das Bhakti? Hanuman. How can Hanuman, we are trying to be so-called devotees, we offer, the Hanuman will not offer before eating, what do you think? Or is this Lord Shiva one of the 12 Mahajan or not Shambhu? He is a Param Vaishnava in Bhagavatam, Vaishnava Nam Yatha Shambhu. If he is a Vaishnava, in Bhagavat purport it says, even somebody offered something meat to the Durga, it is not for her because she is Vaishnavi. It is for the Bhuta and the Globin and others. It is for them. She never touched this. She cannot, Prabhupada written, she cannot eat without offering to the Lord because she is Vaishnavi. One of the purpose decision. Then question may be, why we are not eating the prasad given by the people who worship the demigod? The reason is, they have material desire, which are in their prasad. It's not that demigods will accept their prasad without offering to the Supreme Lord. They will not do. Jagannath temple, all around there are demigods. They offer to the Jagannath, then they offer the prasad to all the demigods. Nandagaon, outside the Krishna Balaram temple is Lord Shiva, Nandeshwar Mahadev. And all prasad come from the temple and go to the Lord Shiva and then go to the other people. So this is we have to understand they are aware. So we should have a respect.
like we meet devotee, we pay obeisance. So what is wrong in paying this paying obeisance? Not it is mandatory. It's not wrong. It is compulsory. Like any sannyasi, Sri Prabhupada says, not that Mayavadi sannyasi. Any sannyasi, we should pay obeisance. That's what the standard is. We should not associate with them, but we must honor, respect their renunciation. This is the standard Vaishnava etiquette. So it is better to pay them obeisance to avoid the offenses. So once I think we are doing a Rath Yatra in Indore, and next to the Indore is Mahakaleshwar in Ujjain. So we said, well, we'll go for the darshan of Mahakaleshwar. So some devotee says, oh, why Mahakaleshwar? Then one of the Maharaj there, he said, this minister is coming, you are garlanding him and you are running behind him like a dog. and Mahakaleshwar is less than you are with minister. Huh? Now, he was really speaking like this. So, and once he said, well, Krishna can stop the worship of Indra. Because if Indra become angry, then he can lift the Govardhan. But if you stop the worship and if the Indra run over for 4 rounds, will you hold the Govardhan? So don't be impersonal and claim that I am same God. This is a mistake. But I just say this, we have to be more mature in our preaching approach. That's most important. In India, during British rule, one street sweeper, they become Christian a day before. And the Mahatma Gandhi and the Azad, and so many big leaders, they are having a demonstration with India. And this sweeper is with his broom in hand, saying, they are asking independence from me. And she thinks, I am Christian, I am the queen of the... I have become today Christian, so now I am Queen Victoria. So they are asking independence from us. But she was thinking like that. So when we are a new devotee, we are thinking like this. First we tell our parents, you are karmi. They have given this body that you are doing service. This is our first mistake. The tapasya of the body is to honor the parents, and we first start from there. This is the stage we have to come out. And everybody who is more than 10 years, they become mature gradually in how to adjust all these things really in preaching. And immediately you just focus on how Prabhupada was living with the hippies, which were not really from Vedic culture, but he was living literally with them. And you can imagine how much tolerance he has. Then he established this movement. And we have become more intolerant than anything. So it is better to read again the early days devotee's lifestyle. That will help us really to have a good result of preaching. Because this is something, all these things we have to understand. Material life, this is material, enjoy material life is written here. So it's not that we think that we are only accepting soul and we are getting your body out. It means we are killing you. So you come here without your body. This is not a proper concept, right? You have to take care of the body properly along with the soul. And body has a different needs. So we should have all these in consideration. So next question, this is a question, why Kardam has done this? So Srila Prabhupada's answer is, the answer is that not everyone is competent to be liberated from the material bondage. Everybody is not competent to liberate from the material bondage. It is everyone's duty, therefore, to enjoy according to his present position. Whatever his present position means, if he is a grihastha, he should be in a grihastha. If he is a student, he should be in his, whatever his position, he should be in that position. What is this Mahaprabhu's quote here? Sthana sthite, wherever you are, you stay there. Yare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. He told this to the Kurma Brahman. And he wanted to come with Mahaprabhu, but Mahaprabhu said, no, stay in your own grihastha ashram. This is called sthana sthite. That's what Prabhupada is writing here. Whatever position you are, what is your present position? You stay in that your present position. Whatever your present position is. But what you should do is, but under the direction of the Lord or the Vedas. Direction of Lord or Veda. It means whatever the stage of life you are. When you say position, present position means for one, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi, whatever you are. Or whatever you are, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, whatever you are, wherever you are, you just be there. But generally it is for Varana. Varana doesn't mean actually Jati. You know Jati. Varana, Jati actually means bird, animals, human beings, that is called Jati. Varana means what is a specific duty he is performing which qualify him to be called Brahman. Mahabharata and Bhagavatam are the only two scriptures in which it is said anybody who has a quality of a Brahman should be accepted as a Brahman, though he may not be born as a Brahman. These are two scriptures clearly written like that. So present position means whatever the ashram we are or whatever the job we are, we should be there. And but we should be under the direction of the Lord or Dharma. So it should not be independent. Some students were doing studies and they wanted to join. Prabhupada said, no, continue your PhD, finish your PhD. And then Prabhupada commented, PhD in a present time is more powerful than sannyas to preach. That's Prabhupada's comment. So PhD is more powerful than sannyas to preach because you can have a good circle to preach and you have authority of PhD people, you whatever you say, people will accept. So you can preach like that. Why you just come and live in the temple and just eat only something and then be lazy? No. You have this talent, use this talent in service of Krishna. So this is wherever, whatever position you are, you simply be under the guidance of Supreme Lord and Vedas, and then third thing we have to add here, directly Supreme Lord we will not really come across like Kardam Muni, who will arrange the marriage of Kardam Muni. We arrange the marriage of Kardam Muni. Neither we are really too intelligent or too having enough time to study Veda either. So for us, the third word should be bona fide representative of Lord. The third word added here, Lord, Veda, it will be Shastra, Sadhu and Guru. It should be under the direction of Shastra, Sadhu and Guru. All our activities should be under the Shastra, Sadhu and Guru's umbrella. Then whatever we are doing, we are not responsible because we are under their protection. This example of Srila Prabhupada can be quoted same. The soldier under the direction of commander, even if he is killing somebody, he is not bound by that. If he is killing for his personal grievances, then he is convicted. So that example can be quoted. If we are under the scripture, then scripture, dharma will protect us. What Arjuna was doing? So once in England, somebody approached Prabhupada and said, so and so leader is not chanting. And Prabhupada's answer was, when Arjuna was chanting. He was shooting arrows for Krishna. And he was fighting from morning to evening when he will chant. He has no time to chant, but he's doing his seva for Krishna. This answer given by Prabhupada. But then Prabhupada said, the leader you are quoting, 18 hours he is working to fix the altar that we have to open the temple. So he is not chanting, and Prabhupada said, no, Arjuna was not chanting. But same question was asked in Kolkata. Prabhupada's leader, and he said, leader should be thrown out. So you know, he's not chanting, he's not doing anything. So the answer is different for the two. Vibhu Chaitanya was there, one Prabhupada's disciple, a middle-aged Bengali, he joined there. And he was cooking for Radha Shyam Sundar. 3 o'clock in the morning, he used to go in the kitchen. In the olden days, on the charcoal and wood, he used to cook till 10 o'clock at night. So one day, Prabhupada's secretary, Brahmanand, he was asking, where is your japa bead? When are you chanting? He said, Hare Krishna. He was not knowing much English. He said, then Brahmanand went to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Vibhu Chaitanya is cooking for the GTs. He's not chanting. Prabhupada said, I am hearing from my room from morning 3 o'clock till 9, 10 o'clock, he is chanting so nice bhajan of Krishna when he is cooking. He is chanting all the time. I hear him. And then he looked to Brahmananda and he looked and he touched his, are you chanting? He said, I know, he's singing, I hear. In Bengali, he is singing so many beautiful prayers of the Krishna from morning till evening. So, whatever position you are, that's what it is. That you should be under the direction. So, this is good. This is under the direction of Guru. He is qualified, but he is fit. Even if in this condition, his service is accepted. Krishna is accepting his service. So, this is. They should be under the direction of Lord, Vedas, and then we include for ourselves under the direction of bona fide representative of Krishna. The Vedas are considered to be the direct words of the Lord. Vaidesha sarve aham eva vedya. So they are direct words. Krishna. Vedanta krita veda vidyam. I have given Vedas. Then why Bhagavatam? Why not Vedas? Why to follow Bhagavatam? Why not follow Veda? It's a ripened fruit of Vedic tree. So from the tree we take fruit is the topmost of the tree. You can get wood also from the tree, but it is better to get a fruit. The Lord gives us the opportunity to enjoy material life as we want. And at the same time, He gives direction for the modes and processes of abiding by the Vedas, so that gradually one may be elevated to the liberation from the material bondage. This is a pravarti marg. The pravarti marg means for the householders generally, that they have a provision for little enjoyment, which is not bad. Calm is not bad. Otherwise, if Lord has to appear, he can appear from anywhere, but still many times he wants some mother and father. And some sadhu has to appear, then again he needs some mother and father. So how can there be any good person in this world if there is not anybody to enter into the grihastha life? So that is also part of it. The conditioned souls who have come to the material world to fulfill their desire to lord it over material nature are bound by the law of nature. Now here the only difference is either we have to follow the law or the order of the Supreme Lord, otherwise we will be automatically dictated by Maya. So there is no third way. Voluntarily and with effort, we should follow the direction of a scripture, sadhu, shastra, guru. Otherwise, without effort, we will automatically under the jurisdiction of Maya. So there is no separate effort to enter into the lap of Maya. Simply, being negligent of following, it is something, it is a sarcastic comment. All the present Gaudiya Math, they are surviving on the some gurus which leave the ISKCON and their disciples, they are just hunting. They don't have preaching. They are said, like, they are waiting that when we get this opportunity to preach. They just come here and they will preach only to our devotees. They cannot preach to the public. So it's like they are simply looking where is the gap that we go and take those who are already made devotees. It's like Maya, we fall in their net. It's not that they are preaching and getting anybody. We are falling there. Because we are giving up the association of the ISKCON within and then we outside is Maya immediately. Like, I'm not saying them Maya, but I'm saying that what is really is preaching going on. There's so many whole world, why don't you preach, go and like Prabhupada, he went to the America, he was not knowing anybody and he preached to the armed people. Why don't go and preach? You only preach next door to us when they go out, no, we have something to give you. So this preaching is not a proper preaching. So Maya is not preaching actually, but actually everybody, those who are forgetting Krishna, they are automatically falling on the lap of Maya. Krishna bhulya, jiva, bhoga vancha, dhare, nikatista maya, jhapatiya dhare. Jhapatiya dhare means catch. If you leave Krishna, then you fall and Maya will catch. Jhapatiya dhare. So what is actually the answer is? We should follow the direction of Shastra. And that will save us from the... Otherwise, naturally, everybody is in the cultures of Maya. The best course is to abide by the Vedic rules. That will help one to be gradually elevated to liberation. Kardam Muni addressed the Lord as Shukla, which means the leader of the religion. One who is pious should follow the rules of religion, for such rules are prescribed by the Lord Himself. No one can manufacture or concoct a religion. Dharmat sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Dharma is always given by Lord, it is not manufactured by a man. Religion refers to the injection or law of the Lord. Bhagavad Gita, Lord said that religion means to surrender unto me. Sarva dharma an paritya. That is the meaning of religion. So there are different meanings of religion Prabhupada gives. Here the meaning Prabhupada is giving, Sarva dharma an paritya is the meaning of religion. Therefore one should follow the Vedic regulation and surrender unto the Supreme Lord, because that is the ultimate goal of perfection in human life. Therefore one should follow the Vedic regulation and surrender unto the Supreme Lord, because that is the ultimate goal of perfection in human life. One should live a life of piety, follow the religious rules and regulation, marry and live peacefully for elevation to higher status of spiritual realization. Dharma, this is the what it says, follow religion, dharma, marry, kama, with religion, and peacefully live. Marry, this is Prabhupada's writing, he can follow the rules, and then he marry, and then live peacefully. Here ends the purport of this verse. So next verse is tomorrow. Is that whatever is interesting verse tomorrow? I think no, day after tomorrow. Whoever does is they can read this purport. I simply read the verse because we will not have a misconception about Kardam Muni. He understands everything, but he is speaking for us, not for himself. So we should understand that. What he is teaching, that most of the people are in this category. Most of the people are in this category. There are Narad, there is a Kumara, there are Ribhu, they are just liberated souls, they are not entering into this. They are there. Yes, they both are there. Both varieties are there. Both varieties are there. No, there's no problem. So Prabhupada is there. Follow dharma and follow the rogi regulation of dharma and then marry and live peacefully and then have a spiritual enlightenment. So this is the simple. So most of the people in the world actually belongs to this class. Therefore, this part of preaching is also important. Not only one aspect of preaching is focused sometimes. It won't work actually. But it works practically, it has to work. I'm sure in the last 50 years it's evolved automatically that most of the congregation has become devotee, because this part is more of, that is only rare. Exceptions are always there. Hare Krishna. Yes. Any question or comment? Yes, Sundar Kanai.
So you mentioned two things. One is not to consider demigods as God. And the second thing, what was it?
Second thing was to worship the demigod for temporary material desire is condemned. But worshipping genuine God like gopis to the Katyayani Devi to get Krishna as a husband is bona fide. It is bona fide because not for personal any, but for getting service to Krishna, no problem. Dwarka Vasis, they were worshipping Devi to get Krishna back when he went to look for some untaked jewel. So by the time their worship was over, Krishna came with Samantik jewel and Jamvati both. Huh? Rukmani was before Samantik jewel and Jamvati. So that worship is bona fide, it is in the Bhagavatam. Not for any material desire. In Mahabharata, Krishna wanted Arjuna to worship Devi before war, Mahabharata war. But it was Krishna's order, so Arjun simply followed it. Arjun went to the Indra to get a special missile from Indra. He went to the Shankar and got a Pashupati missile from Pashupati. He went to all these, and we are following Arjun because Prabhupada said, you follow Arjun. In context you see, then we will see a clear picture of these things. So even if, usually, my realization is if I am going to the Durga temple, Prabhupada went once to the Durga temple, invited by some pious people, then the devotee said, is a demigod? He says, oh, what? Demigod is a Vaishnava. I'm saying, they are serving the Lord, I can go there, you follow me. So Prabhupada went and paid obeisance from right side. When they came back, they asked, the devotee asked Prabhupada, so Prabhupada, in temple we pay obeisance from left side. Say, for Vishnu, we are Vishnu's Shakti. Therefore, we have to pay obeisance from left side, like Radha is Shakti on left side. But Devi is also Shakti. And we are Shakti, so we should pay obeisance from right side to the Devi. So that is a technical. So he went and paid obeisance to the Devi from right side. So in Pancha Tattva, you see, the Nityananda is on right side because of Vishnu Tattva. Gadadhar is on the right side, Advaita Acharya is on the right side because he is Vishnu. On left side is Gadadhar, which is Shakti Radha, and Narada, which is also Jiva Shakti. So Shakti is on the left side, Vishnu is on the right side. So Prabhupada simply said, pay obeisance from right side, that is Krishna. He went there, he offered, you know, prayers, and what prayer do you want to offer? From Brahma Sankha, there is a nice prayer, Vibharti Durga Chaya Anurupa. Just say this is what Brahma is saying, what is wrong in that? You go into Shankar, pray obeisances and speak that Kheeram Dadhati Vikara, there is no problem. So many prayers here. Rudra is a Vaishnava Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya. He is one of the Vaishnava, he is Acharya, one of the Vaishnava Sampradaya. He is Rudra Sampradaya. These Purchetas are initiated by Lord Shiva and Rudra Sampradaya. So we have to have a proper attitude towards the Vaishnavas, the demigods and other four Vaishnava Sampradayas. They are all like the four udders of the cow, and from everywhere the milk is coming. They all are worshipping Vishnu. Not that. So we have to be more like fixed in the principles, but accommodating for the new people. We have to have a more mercy, equal people. We should have a friendship, means other Vaishnava, we should have a friendship. The new devotee, we have mercy, senior devotee, we should serve. This is the standard of a dealing of the devotee. Yes, Sundar Kanai.
So, from general perspective, when we talk to the outsiders, how do we correlate the religion, what is mentioned here? Krishna says, religion is current and to be. we are outside Hindu, Muslim, Christian, and others.
Generally, religion means law of God. Very simple. So anybody who is following law of God, he is surrendered to the God. You know, if you follow, like what is surrender means, you follow my order. That's called surrender. What is the definition of surrender? To follow somebody's order. So religion means law of God, and anybody who follows the law of God, he is surrendered to the God. There's no problem in that. Therefore, Prabhupada has said, all religions are bona fide in their own respect. So those people, he used to say, how much tolerant was Jesus Christ and even Muhammad, that people were there. Jesus, he has such a nice purpose for tolerance of all these people. In Bombay temple, the marble cutting was some Muslim, and when he was hitting each stone, he was saying, Allah, Allah, purpose, these. He's God conscious, he's chanting name of the God and he's doing his work. This is perfect. He has great respect for that person. But he's doing work, but he's chanting the name of God with work. That's very good. So we should have also tolerance for other faiths. Also we should have a tolerance and accommodation on certain level. Because they are somehow they are following some rules and regulations. They are not completely animalistic without any rules and regulations. So we have to be more like mature how to deal with all these things. In the early days when he has some books, first time he went there, to whom he gave the Bhagavatam to keep when he went to speak. Some Muslim from India was sitting there, and he said, oh wow, you are from there, please take charge of this time for me. So he gave Bhagavatam something. He said, read the Leela Amrita, you will find this name of that person. Prabhupada has many dialogues with the Christian priest, and he accepted there so many things, and devotees were surprised when Prabhupada was speaking to them in Australia and some other places. You read all these things. But we have to read really the Prabhupada's approach and try to not imitate, try to apply in our life where we stand. From our level we should use that. We have not written about Prabhupada, how really to deal in certain situations. Hare Krishna. Yes, Mirdur.
Dr. Bhagavatam, how did the Bhuvan Rajasa get any?
Because only devotees can help us to give devotion. God cannot give devotion. So God can only give benediction. Devotion he gives very rarely out of way. That only he gave to Arjuna. When he spoke these two verses, Manmana Bhavamad Bhakto Sav Dharman Parichaja, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, Krishna is saying, I am breaking my promise. I never give devotion by myself to anybody. If I give devotion, then I should give to all, I should not give to none. I cannot give to some and not to others. Therefore, I have given the whole right of giving bhakti to devotees. So they can only give bhakti, not me. But for you, Arjun, somehow, because you are my dear devotee, I am breaking my own rule and giving you the pure devotion. So generally the devotion is given by a devotee. Even after seeing Lord, you need the devotee's help. That's Mahaprabhu's words. Bhakti takes birth in association of devotees, and even your perfection is bhakti is there, still you need the association of bhakti. Bhakti sangha mukhya anga. Even after seeing Lord, the association of devotee is most important. This is what yesterday we said, Bali Maharaj, so fortunate to wash the lotus feet of Vamandev. Vamandev become his chokidar, his watchman, but still he gave the Prahlad to give satsang. He said, Prahlad, you go and give satsang to Bali there. So devotee is association is more important even. Even Kapil Dev said, if you are worshipping Lord and some devotee comes, you stop the worship of the Lord and receive the devotee. That's what his teaching is. Because devotees can only together can worship Lord. So if you worship Lord and devotee, some person goes out, that Lord will not accept that service. So to be really respectful to devotee, eager to have association of devotees is most important. This whole Siksha Amrit is based on that devotee association. Telephone call is coming. There is Kali Yuga. That is Kali Yuga. Avishkar production to distract us from bhakti. It's like when you go to office, you don't take your children with you because they will disturb you. So when you come to temple, leave your mobile out, not to disturb you. So give the mobile to the housewife. Well, don't answer. And afterwards you write that since it's mobile, I was not mobile, therefore I did not answer, I was sitting. You can only answer mobile when you are... This is another mistake we do. This phone is called mobile, but we are sitting and talking on this. When you are mobile, then you talk. When you are sitting, don't talk. Actually, one wise man told me that this phone we are keeping for us to find out the people, not the people to find out us. Where we are. It's not for others to find out where we are. It's for us to find. This mobile has made people speak lie like anything. I am in office and he's sleeping. I am on my way and he's still in his room. People have become completely now they're speaking so much lie on the mobile. Minimize its use. We have become really completely dependent, like, you know, even from here in a room we have to call, we just call him rather than walking a few steps. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has a special time for answering the letters. So this is the time fixed for seeing the mobile who calls and then respond to them. If you are expecting some special call, that is the emergency thing. Yes, some devotee is calling, he is coming on the airport. If you are expecting, that is okay. Others are not expecting. Some devotees still don't keep mobile. They said, they need me, they will find me. They have this rule. If they need me, they will find me. If I need them, I will find them. Why should I whole day just become servant of this rascal? So much nonsense has come in this. Couple hours are going of good devotees simply to see the different messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. And what can we do? This is Kali Yuga. Actually, Kali Yuga invented this system to distract us. It should have its use, not much more than necessary. Hare Krishna.
Yes. Yes. Just for my understanding, you will take that Duryodhana comes and goes, or they will also be done an associate of the Lord who came to
participate in the Leela. Can you take that? Well, demons are also created by God, so they belong to Him and He brings them here to perform Leela.
That is okay.
Huh.
But like...
not to be to go and worship the concert. Yes. Yes, if Krishna kills somebody, he can go to the, he has a right to go to the spiritual world, but if still he has a desire not to go, then he may not go. If Kalnemi was killed by Vishnu and Deva Asura Sangram, but still he came as a cult. So there are some, even devotees, like Hiranyakashipu was killed by nothing, and still he came as a Ravan. So it doesn't mean that if Krishna kills them, they go. If Krishna wants, he can take. If he don't want, he don't take. The general rule is that he kills and everybody goes with. But if you don't want, then he will not. But Narada is saying, Krishna consciousness of Kamsa is better than devotees. He was more kinship of Krishna consciousness than devotees. He's saying, so they, in envy, we will think of him, God, more than in devotion. But he said, it's not favorable. It's not favorable. Because for 24 hours Krishna consciousness, no moment he was without thinking of Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Cooking.